That's Muddy Waters, and Muddy Waters may be the only performer who has never performed at the Acorn Theater in beautiful Three Oaks, Michigan, because they have had everybody there. My guest is my great, great friend, who I have known since he started the Acorn Theater. David Fink, how long ago was it?
We're in our 14th year.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
I know. We had our bar mitzvah. Memorial Day.
Well, take me back to when you started. You found this beautiful, beautiful building in Three Oaks.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
And you had a dream.
We did. Our first, we did a show, actually, at the Vickers Theater before we ever had even thought about doing anything. We had all these performers from Chicago do the show of kind of a variety show. We had David Sedaris, we had Local Infinities, we had Neo-Futurists, we had 500 Clown. We sold out a bunch of shows, and they were great, and people loved it. I said, well, we should do some more of this. And, you know, then we started down this crazy path, got this corset factory that was collapsing and renovated it and started doing shows, and now it's run by a not-for-profit. So
well, but you know my enthusiasm for the place itself.
And that is, I love it. And I'm proud of it.
Well, I know, as well you should be, but I think it is the most interesting theater I do in the Midwest.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You made it that way because your booking philosophy, to my mind, is what every theater, nonprofit or for-profit, should be. It is wonderfully eclectic. It is in no way, you'll take some risks.
Yes.
But your whole notion is to take the kind of risks that will provide entertainment for the people who come in there.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we may do some things that is not everybody's taste, but I think everything we bring in has value and deserves to be on stage, and so there's value to it.
Yeah. You've had opera there.
Yes.
Which became a kind of singular sensation, to coin a phrase.
It's amazing. It's great.
No one ever thought, except Bob Swan, who put it on, no one ever thought that would work there. And I was talking to people. I was mentioning you to somebody about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Someone goes, oh, my God, that's my favorite opera house in the country. And I'm like, well, it's not really an opera house.
It is on certain nights.
What was and is your You have to certainly see an act before you'll put it in there, will
not
you?
Not always. I mean, there are people whose opinions I value and trust that will give me, you know, whisper in my ear, and I'll sometimes book based on that. I mean, you can see people on YouTube. You can hear people all over the place. But sometimes you need somebody that's seen them live that can tell you, you know. I mean, I booked people that sent me materials that were awful, and somebody that I trusted said, no, you really need to book them because their materials are awful, but they're really good, and I've never regretted booking those people.
Well, you've had Jefferson Starship
there.
Yeah,
a few times.
You have had another big, big drop there is Corky Siegel and Chamber
Corky's
Blues.
Corky's great and comes regularly, Ides of March.
What do you think is the most, Dave? I've never even asked you this. What's the weirdest, what show did you book where you just said, oh, you, yourself, said, oh, my God, what am I doing? Maybe it was the production of Lords of the Levee.
No, that was one of the best of the year, by the South Bend Trib. I don't know, maybe we had a group of clowns called Kaput that did kind of miming, and they were, I mean, they're brilliant, but it was a tough thing to sell. And I shouldn't tell the story, but I guess I will.
Sure.
At one point, they pulled an attractive woman out of the audience and had her go on a date with one of the clowns on stage. And kind of early on in the date, she started giggling, and you realized she's kind of younger than you really want to be pulling out and wants to go on a date. She was just a very attractive young girl who developed early in life. And her family thought it was hilarious, and I was just, no, out of all people, no, don't pick a kid.
You have also seen in these 14 years, you've seen Three Oaks kind of blossom, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of changes and ebbs and flows, and it's all great. It's a great little town.
You've got what I've always called the Billy Goat of the East in Nelson's Bar and
I
Grill.
I go to Nelson's all the time.
Right at play. But also that distillery opened, galleries have opened.
Yep.
It has retained that charming small town feel, hasn't it?
Yeah, sure. It's a small town. It feels like a small town. And it's wacky. It's fun. It's a great mix of artists and rednecks and farmers and sophisticated people. It's crazy.
When did you decide to go? Because I love seeing you, and your buddy Kate Murray sends her love too.
Yes.
When did you decide to go nonprofit? That was a few years ago.
It was 2 years ago. This is our first full year as a not-for-profit. Last year was a partial year, so I still owned it through the winter, the slow winter, and the not-for-profit started in March, I believe. So we were able to come up with a budget and meet it that year. This is our first full year, and so it's a little bit rougher.
Does it make it easier or it makes it tougher?
It's better for me. I have support. I have a great board of directors. It's different. A lot has been removed from my shoulders, but I'm still on the board at this point. I bring most of the shows that are done there. I'd say I do most of them, although there are a lot of people that do shows there. And I'm the landlord, so I have a lot of hats that I'm wearing right now.
The place is also used. It's been used. I know people have gotten married there.
Yeah.
It's a viable
memorials, marriages, all sorts of things.
And it's been a good run for you, hasn't it?
It's great. It's a crazy life, and I'm enjoying the ride.
Well, and the other thing about it is David Fink treats the entertainers who come up there as well as any club owner or theater owner in this country.
Everyone should.
I know everyone should, but you certainly know everyone doesn't, don't you, David?
Yeah, but I think that they can be influenced. I mean, you can treat people well or treat them poorly. It's not going to change your life any, so why not just treat them well?
Well, I have admired that philosophy forever. You can go to acorntheater.com to see. We're going to talk specifically about this upcoming benefit because he's got one of the great cabaret singers. And now I'm so old that I gave Denise Tomasello her first review. That may well be true.
Well, thank you for doing that.
But I want you also to look at the incredible array of talent that performs here. Did you have the Signal? Did you have those guys?
Oh, many times.
Yeah.
In fact, I introduced them to you, if I remember.
That's right. Half the people I booked on the show, and you've gotten some people from the show, too.
Oh,
it's been a mutual kind of thing.
You're like a radio version of the Acorn Theater.
I like to think that. We got to take a little break, and then we'll come back and talk some more. The David Fink, and we'll play a couple songs, or maybe one song, by Denise Tomasello.
Great.
We'll be right back. Muddy Waters appearing next week at the Acorn Theater. No, just joking. That would be great. You'd book him in a heartbeat,
I sure
wouldn't
would.
You could just play CDs of Muddy Waters. Every other grand talent in the Chicago area has appeared on the stage of the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, which is such a quick ride from here. You obviously, David Fink, who runs the theater, have a ton of regulars, but you must draw in new people every year.
Yeah, well, always getting new people. You always have to bring new people. And getting people there the first time is the tough part. Getting them back is not usually that much of a challenge, but getting in the door that first time, that's a challenge.
Well, I have written about it before. I should write about it again, probably. It is as fine a theatrical experience, almost no matter who's playing there. The theater itself is an experience.
It's an interesting space.
Yes, it is. You are having your first benefit, aren't you?
Well, it's like a gala benefit. Well, it's our first big,
bash.
With a little bit higher ticket price and auction, and it's going to be really fun. We'll have some sparkling wine and some nice desserts and live entertainment. And
what are you auctioning?
Well, I'll tell you a couple of more interesting things I think are more interesting. Becky Menzie, who's a wonderful singer, pianist.
Oh, yeah.
She has agreed to personalize a song, so she'll do a little videotape of one of her songs to Kate, Love, Rick, Happy Valentine's Day, and then sing
God.
I Love Is Here to Stay or something like that.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just get that. You have to get it at the auction.
No, you can't.
And I have a good friend that's a TV producer, and he is going to give me a signed script from the pilot of Grimm, which is one of his TV shows.
Oh, my God.
And he's also letting us auction off an hour time talking to him So if you or one of your kids wants to go on the movies or television, he's produced 2 feature films and I think over 300 episodes of television. He produced Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Carnival and is producing Grimm right now. So that access.
I'll give you an auction prize. Anybody can come on this radio show for a half hour and talk to me about whatever it is they want to talk about.
Oh, be careful what you offer.
Oh, no, as long as it is not. You know, hey, join the American Nazi Party or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm serious. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, we'll add that to the auction. That's an amazing thing.
Who's performing? You have one of the great cabaret performers in the history
Queen
of this
Cabaret in Chicago,
the
Denise
Queen
Tomasello.
Of cabaret. Denise Tomasello.
She's great. She's
how did you get Denise to do it?
I've been talking to her for a long time. I've known Denise for many, many years. And we're looking for an opportunity that would be a really good match. And this is an event where people are going to probably dress a little bit nicer,
yeah.
and we're going to have the bubbly in the desserts. And so having a person that's very glamorous seemed like a good match. And she doesn't perform a lot, so it's
a great opportunity. I know there are thousands of people in Chicago who have seen Denise Tomasello over the years, but she used to perform regularly, but now I cannot remember the last time. It's the Acorn Gala fundraiser with Chicago Cabaret Queen.
Yes.
Denise Tomasello. It's Saturday, October 15th at 8:30 p.m. That is Michigan time, which is an hour later than it is in Chicago, which has ever always confused me. Here, thanks to Aubrey Mumpower and Elif Garris, is Denise Tomasello.
From this moment on, you for me, dear. Only 2 for tea, dear. From this moment on, from this lucky day, on, for you've got the love I need so much. You've got the skin I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, dear, we'll be riding high, dear. Every care is gone. From this moment on, for you've got the love that I need so much. Honey, you have got that skin I just love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, dear, we'll be riding high, dear. Every care is gone from this moment.
Wow, Denise, if you're listening, man, that is as good as you have ever sounded. That's fantastic. I remember, I've been covering Denise for ages. Tell me again how you twisted her arm and got her to do this for you, David Fink.
Well, I think that the Acorn's reputation is really what got her to say that she would come and perform at our benefit. And I'm so thankful, so appreciative. And, I mean, we really need this benefit to keep the doors open. It's got a lot of value, the space, and we got a great board working on it, and so hopefully we'll have a lot of people. And
you know, I think for you folks listening now, that would be, for those of you who have never been to the Acorn, this sounds like a fabulous introduction to it. On Saturday, October 15th, 8:30 p.m., they have a lot, many more nice places to stay up there than they used to, I'll tell you that.
I mean,
it used to be like one place to stay, or you can make the trip back and forth. It's not a long drive at all.
No, my mother does that from Northbrook.
That's right. Your mother does it from Northbrook. And Shirley Craven drives down there, too. Shirley Craven drives down there.
Lori Cannon.
It's worth seeing, ladies and gentlemen. And then look at acorntheater.com. You'll get pictures of it, but you'll also see this incredible variety of shows that you do.
We do. We've got some jazz coming up. We've got Todd Snyder. We've got Loudon Wainwright's going to do a solo show there in March, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
We've got comedy, women comics, the Cates coming up.
Oh, right. Oh, the Cates.
Yeah, a lot of fun different things.
Well, it's kept you young and vibrant, David Fink, and it has kept that town very vibrant. If you go up there, they may have food at the Acorn, but you got to go have a drink at Nelson's, which is I've always referred to it.
And a burger.
Yes, and a burger. I've always referred to it as Billy Goat East. And the drive is great. The theater is great. Please, acorntheater.com. And if you're thinking, wow, we should go up there, the best time to go, if you've never been, is Saturday, October 15th for the Acorn Gala fundraiser with Chicago Cabaret Queen.
Yes.
Who sounded fantastic. Sounded just fantastic. As I let David go, Ella, play the other song as David walks out and we go to commercial, could you? Just give another little taste of Denise Tomasello. David, it's always great to
see you.
Thank you, Rick. Always great to see you.
Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat, has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie. Ha! Not much. It's been said she knocks him dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why? It's a shame how she cools him down.